Okay, I'm back for part two of my little smart car audio boo. I ended up at the end of the first audio boo, I was just saying that I found a few smart cars around $6,500. Now, that is a 2006 Pulse. Those are the ones with the glass sunroofs. Most of them have air conditioning. They have the Tiptronic or whatever they call it, the soft tip, soft touch shifter. So it's basically a semi-automatic. So you can shift the transmission manually without a clutch. And some of them, and this is one thing I really would love to find, is some of them have paddle shifters on the steering wheel, which is kind of cool. Something I'd really like. What else? What I love about the smart car, apart from the fact that it's small and with the diesel version, which is what I'm really looking for, is the diesel, three-cylinder diesel engine, gets phenomenal mileage. I mean, we're talking somewhere in the vicinity of 80 to 85 miles to the gallon, which is it's just wonderful. It equates to about 3.4 liters for 100 kilometers. And that's just phenomenal. And with the price of fuel here in North America slowly inching up, it's paramount for me to eventually change the car that I'm driving. Like I've said, I drive a little Toyota Echo, so it's already a very frugal car. So at this point, to go to any other car, I would find them all gas guzzlers. And so really, what's left for me if I want an even more fuel-efficient car is either a hybrid, an electric, a pure electric, or the smart. Pure electrics, there's a few now on the market, but they're way, way too expensive for me. So that's why it's left me with looking at the smart car. It comes with electronic stability programs, so even for a small car, it's pretty stable. Enter a corner a bit too fast or risk sliding out maybe in winter. Supposedly, I don't know this for sure, but supposedly the electronic stability program can save your neck and help you regain control of the car. What else? I think I'd mentioned that the car would fit wonderfully in my garage so I could work on it myself. And so far from what I've seen with the research I've done on a few forums that I've joined online, smart car forums, I think most do-it-yourselfers can work on the car. The parts are readily available, either through Mercedes-Benz or even aftermarket places sell them. And there seems to be a big aftermarket, market for the smart car. So all sorts of things from engine improvement, performance improvements, suspension, tires, rims, body molding, spoilers, and all sorts of stuff. A lot of it is just what I like to term kitsch stuff. It's just things that make your car look like it can do 250 kilometers an hour. but it at least it leads me to believe that there's a big following out there and there's a lot of support. And in fact, there is. This one Canadian smart car forum that I found is wonderful. It's got a plethora of information and lots of links to a UK-based club forum that has just tons and tons of tutorials and all sorts of how-tos. So I don't really think I'll need the service manual per se, which I haven't found yet. I think I can do with most of this and the knowledge and the experience I've had so far working on all my other cars. So that's it. But I'm looking forward to being able to tell the audio boo community that I'm now sitting in my smart car. But that might not be for yet even maybe another year. We'll have to see. I got to put my pennies aside and find the right little smart car for me. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful day. I hope it's now Tuesday, so I hope your week is going well, and tomorrow it's halfway through. Catch you later.